we are trying to clean the town, basically looking at burying the dead who are killed by the rebels. So we are arranging for a burial, and then we do the general town cleaning. And from there, we hire the civil population to return to their houses and resume their normal activities.
How many dead bodies do you have already collected?
We have collected more than 500, and more are being discovered in different locations. And that will increase the figure, basically. So we don't have the accurate figure, but we, as time goes by, we begin to discover more bodies all over.
But what are the health authorities doing in case there are diseases that may be expected?
We are very bit cautious about the population entering the town because of those bodies. And what I was referring as a general cleaning is what need to be done before those places that are having bodies could be accessed by the population.
Gabriel, you mentioned 500 are dead bodies. Could you justify this type of dead bodies? Are they all civilian?
Civilian killed by the rebels.
Majority are men, women?
Women and children. Yeah, and then most of the elderly.
And what did the situation look like now?
Our situation is apparently calm and life is back to normal. The rebels have been flushed out of the town and they are now on the run towards the northern part of the state. So the town is secure.
It came in my attention that the Marwal market was banned into Arches. Where are you getting food?
At the moment, we are depending on Juba supply by air, and soon the road will open. And the traders are now with us here doing assessment of what has been damaged and what they need for them to be able to resume their business. So as soon as they go get back to Juba, the trucks will start arriving and renovation of the market will have to begin. They may have to do a bit of reorganization in the town and the commissioner to see into it that at least the market is, whoever want to reconstruct his or Tukul's, do that, do it in the right place.